This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Another opportunity to get well and start feeling better naturally with the right advice and information, of course. Welcome everyone to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and this show is all about the strong encouragement for you to become your own best doctor most of the time, and we're going to tell you how during our health and healing excursion here on the radio. We begin with a question for you today. Did actor Jamie Foxx suffer a stroke after getting a COVID-19 shot? I don't know if you've been following the news about this, and we've been very curious about this from the very beginning of learning that he entered a hospital with some, quoting their terminology, medical complication. When you hear medical complication, you need to automatically understand that it's being couched in CYA, meaning there was an adverse response to some type of medical treatment, therapy, drug, surgery, whatever. Oscar-winning actor Jamie Foxx was hospitalized with an unspecific mystery medical complication on April 23rd, with little or no information as to the cause of his health-related emergency. And his status is really, to this day, it's cloaked in everybody saying something different, especially the family members trying to cover for him, saying they don't know what it is. And we know the doctors know what it is. Obviously, he's been under medical care and supervision for over a month and a half. And Mr. Foxx was apparently partially paralyzed and blind from a blood clot in his brain after having received a COVID-19 shot. And so we have been curious and concerned, and we certainly wish for his full recovery, but it's important to find out what happened. People that are famous, people that are newsmakers, when something happens to them, it is because they are public figures, it's an opportunity to learn what happened so that perhaps you or an average person can avoid the same problem. Now, Jamie Foxx, the actor, was reportedly blinded and partially paralyzed after being coerced into taking a mandated COVID-19 shot. And again, that's how they, you know, the medical complication. Jamie Foxx, his condition remains really a mystery, and we don't know for sure, but we have uncovered some information through Natural News and some audio tapes I want you to listen to very carefully. In a recent appearance on Dr. Drew Pinsky's show, he's a very famous celebrity medical doctor journalist, He was interviewing another journalist by the name of A.J. Benza, who revealed that Jamie Foxx was rendered blind, partially paralyzed after taking a COVID-19 shot that was demanded of him by a film studio that he was working in at the time. A.J. Benza, the journalist, reveals that the entire media establishment is lying, has been lying about Jamie Foxx's condition in order to cover up the truth about the COVID vaccine dangers. And, of course, the hospital doesn't want it getting out because they look bad after having probably participated in it, at least the colleagues of that hospital, medical doctors who function and give these shots, and the pharmacists. And Jamie Foxx's family has been covering and refusing to reveal the truth about the actor's medical condition. Some of it is outright, lies, according to A.J. Benza. Stating basically that his source for this revelation, this information, was in the room with Jamie Foxx, seemingly in the hospital room. And Mr. Benza explains that Jamie did not want to take the shot, but with the movie he was on, he was pressured or coerced into it. And that's why apparently he blew up on the set about a week before, because they were pressuring him to do it. He added the blood clot in the brain caused him to become partially paralyzed and blind, secondary to an adverse reaction to taking the clot shot, as it's put, the COVID shot, COVID-19. Currently, Jamie Foxx's family is claiming that he is communicating, which could mean he's able to squeeze his hand or maybe have some sign language, but he can't vocalize anything, I guess. Now, boxing legend Mike Tyson, a longtime friend of actor Jamie Foxx, in an interview with Value Entertainment founder Patrick Bette Davis, Tyson admitted that Foxx suffered a massive stroke following the COVID vaccination, and he is currently in rehab in Chicago that specializes in stroke recovery. I want to have you listen to a couple of audio clips with this interview between Dr. Drew Pinsky and the journalist A.J. Benza, what they had to say about this during an interview. Here it is, clip one, go.
The last couple of years, who got the injection? One of my best friends died last Saturday. Paratrooper, ex-special forces, 51 years old, in best shape of his life. I mean, live life. You have no idea. Just goes to sleep, doesn't wake up.
Oh, my.
I think this ties into the Jamie Foxx theory. I worked my butt off to get a story about what happened to Jamie Foxx. It was all baloney what they were reporting. He's playing pickleball. He's responding on Instagram. No, he's not. People do that for you. It's all lies. I had somebody in the room who let me know that Jamie had a blood clot in his brain after he got the shot. He did not want the shot, but the movie he was on, he was pressured to get it. This movie he's doing with Cameron Diaz. And I'm thinking, is that why he blew up on the set a week before this medical emergency happened? Is that why he fired 3 or 4 people, because he just had it with these mandates? I don't know. What I found out from the man in the room was that the blood clot in the brain caused him at that point to be partially paralyzed and blind. Because if you read into what they were saying early on, he's communicating with us. That doesn't mean talking. That could be anything. It could be, you know, writing, sign. You know, I know those little code words. And then when you tell me your father's playing pickleball, give me a break. You know, I don't know. There's a great shroud of secrecy around Jamie Foxx. He's probably the most multi-talented person we have in Hollywood. Even TMZ is not reporting this. And I know TMZ's got sources in hospitals.
Okay, that was Dr. Drew Pinsky and journalist A.J. Benza talking about Jamie Foxx and what had happened after he had a COVID shot. Here's the second clip, number two, go.
Mike Tyson got close. A week after I broke my story on my show, Mike Tyson said that Jamie had a blood clot in his brain. No one's gone that far to say that yet. I think Mike did, and he probably got a phone call
hold on.
And said,
"Hey, AJ, let me sort of step back a little bit from what you're saying and just say, look, blood in the brain is a cerebral bleed. It's not a stroke. A stroke is a blood clot in an artery to the brain that cuts off the blood supply to the brain, and the brain dies. So we're talking about, and it's been widely known that he had a stroke, right? I mean, they've said stroke many times. Yeah. So it's to say it's a blood clot in the brain is sort of, it's a stroke. It's a blood clot in an artery that cuts off the supply. That part of the brain is dead. And it has very serious consequences. It depends on which artery and what the anatomy of that artery is, to what parts of the brain, whatnot. But it is not something that, let's put it this way. Is he still in the hospital? Is that what I'm supposed to believe? And playing pickleball?
I don't think it's all baloney. It's all baloney. The daughters are doing the speaking for him. His oldest daughter, Corinne, is doing the speaking.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back, ladies and gentlemen, with our special guest coming up, Dr. Ross Pelton. We're going to change topics to the microbiome theory of aging. We'll be right back.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief. Only from Terry Naturally. The award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or terrynaturallyvitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites. Certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
While we tell them it's five, we can go to Herbal Way. Listen to Dr. Bob, tell it live. It's what can keep you alive, you know. A healthy brain, keep you sharp as a dagger. We'll keep you up without a bag. Grow with elegant now. Everybody just get hyped to the beat and enjoy the life of the tree. Listen, telling you how. Live your life perfectly, and that's the only way to go. And we gon' show you how on the Dr. Bob Show.
All right, welcome
Kramer, welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you so very much for tuning into the program and also letting other people know about the show so they can have the opportunity to listen in and learn about their most precious possession, their health. Now, if you believe that that last segment that I just finished up on with a discussion about did actor Jamie Foxx suffer a stroke after getting a COVID shot, a COVID-19 shot, if you find that of interest or you have friends that may not be listening to the program right now or a loved one or a coworker and you believe it would be important for them to hear it in case somebody comes at them again with a mandated experimental gene therapy shot, you might want to direct them as of this coming Wednesday over to my podcast library on my website to hear that segment. That's where it's going to be. You can listen to it all over again if you like, or direct other people to it. It's over there on my site at drbob.com, drbob.com. All right, we're going to turn our attention to another topic here with our special guest. His name is Dr. Ross Pelton. He is the Director of Science and Education for Essential Formulas Incorporated, which specializes in premium probiotic products. Dr. Pelton is also a pharmacist, clinical nutritionist, health educator, and author of 12 books. In October 1999, Dr. Pelton was named one of the top 50 most influential pharmacists in America. And he happens to be one of my teachers, by the way. And that was he was named one of the top pharmacists by Druggist Magazine for his work in natural medicine. Dr. Pelton is also considered the natural pharmacist, if you don't find that too oxymoronic anyway. His personal website and bio blog are at naturalpharmacist.net. naturalpharmacist.net. Dr. Pelton joins us today to discuss his new published article, which I find to be fascinating and absolutely awesome, and it's entitled The Microbiome Theory of Aging. Now, don't let that title cause you to glaze over. We're going to get into the explanation behind it, why it's important for you to know more about it. And with that, let us welcome back to the program Dr. Ross Pelton. Good morning to you, Dr. Pelton.
Hello, Dr. Bob. Always a pleasure to be on your show with you.
It is great to hear your voice, and absolutely have enjoyed reading the brilliant piece that you put together, The Microbiome Theory of Aging. It makes perfect sense to me, and I want to share this information with our vast audience that we have tuned in, because I know that they are too, like you and I are, very proactive, trying to keep themselves as healthy as possible by gathering information about health and wellness and putting it into action. So let's begin for those who are new to the audience and for those who need to be reminded, what is a microbiome anyway?
Well, Dr. Bob, the microbiome is a term that refers to the environment in the gastrointestinal tract. We normally focus on the bacteria, but there are other organisms. There's viruses and sometimes protozoa and a number of different types of organisms. But we generally focus on the bacteria. We talk about the good probiotic bacteria and bacteria that are not so good that can cause problems. But I also like to emphasize the fact that the microbiome is also the whole environment. So it's the lining of the gastrointestinal tract. And so the compounds that the bacteria create when they digest the food that you're eating. So it's a complex ecosystem. And it has to be functioning well in order to have good health. And I wrote The Microbiome Theory of Aging to explain to people what happens when you aren't creating and maintaining a healthy microbiome, how that causes health problems and accelerates biological aging.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So the short and the long of it is that each and every human being has trillions and trillions of various bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, mold, protozoa, parasites within their bodies that are being kept in tight regulation and control. And if something goes wrong with that regulation and control mechanism, let's say they have a trauma, they get sick, something becomes imbalanced, suddenly that environment, which was being contained and controlled, gets out of control and perhaps increases their risk of a whole plethora of or variety of illnesses. Do I have that straight so far, Dr. Pelton?
That's exactly right, Dr. Bob. And the balance and diversity are two critical issues for a healthy microbiome. And this refers to the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. A healthy microbiome has about 85 or 90% good probiotic bacteria and only 10 to 15% bad bacteria. We all harbor some potentially bad bacteria. But when the good ones are predominant, the bad ones aren't causing problems. So it's all about balance and diversity.
And then the question becomes, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about all this microbiome discussion that you're helping us to better understand and thinking about what I know, and it's, limited about what the training is for the average pharmacist. Was there a scintilla of information ever taught to you going through pharmacy school about the gut microbiome and its importance in regulating our health?
Not one single iota.
I figured you were going to say that. I was hoping for another response, but I was figuring you'd say it. But and so, folks, the reason I brought that up is because, look, pharmacists do incredible work, and they're very dedicated to their lane that they're in as pharmacists in helping for you to better understand pharmaceutical drugs, when to take them, when not to, dosage, adverse side effects, all of that. But when it comes to health and wellness and understanding how the body better regulates itself, you better get a hold of a pharmacist or a some form of a healthcare provider who's been trained in integrative healthcare and functional medicine and goes out of their way to learn more about health and wellness as opposed to staying just within the bounds of what they've learned in school. Because same thing with myself, Dr. Pelton. You know, you get into practice and you have all these sick people coming through the door and you go, whoa. The more I learn, the more I realize I don't know. I better get back to school here. And that's exactly what you did and a lot of other pharmacists are doing to gain this kind of information so as to help people beyond what you're already helping them with. And for that, I commend you for it.
Well, thanks, Dr. Bob. Yes, it's a learning curve, and anytime anybody wants to be good at anything, you have to study it, and you have to develop a literacy of the terms and terminology, and it's the same thing with health. People need to learn about the microbiome, and they need to learn about gut inflammation and various things that can go on, probiotics, and so that's what we're trying to do, teach a new understanding of how this whole gut microbiome works.
Yeah, exactly.
And postbiotic metabolites is another one of these new terms that's really important for people to understand.
Exactly. And I have to admonish the audience, if you don't have a doctor in your life who's having these discussions with you about this, folks, you need to find one. And you know, God bless the doctor who's taking care of you. I'm certain that they're, and I'm convinced that they're doing everything they can. But if that discussion has not come up yet, it's time to find somebody who is equipped to deal with this by encouraging you to look into how to optimize your gut microbiome so that you can parlay the value of having it work on all eight cylinders and making sure that nothing's interfering with it. And we're going to be talking about how to supply it with the elements it needs to do just that when we come back with our special guest, Dr. Ross Pelton, pharmacist, author extraordinaire. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Stay with us.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and in a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did a wonderful thing for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
All right, you are tuned in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and we so appreciate that. I want to remind you, coming up later in the program, we're going to talk about the best time of the day to exercise if you want to lose weight. And I think a lot of Americans want to lose weight because we as a nation are mostly overweight. Obesity is on the rise, people gaining weight, so if that's something that you're interested in learning about, the best time of the day to exercise if you want to be as successful as possible. Stick around. We've got that. And this week's installments of the Health Alternative Health Outrage and a product recall to tell you about. However, this segment of the program, we're interviewing Dr. Ross Pelton, who is a pharmacist, PhD, certified clinical nutritionist, and author of 12 books. We're here with him discussing an incredible article that he authored recently entitled The Microbiome Theory of Aging. Microbiome Theory of Aging. And he's here with us to better help us understand how important it is. And I found, Dr. Pelton, in your article, you made reference to Cleveland Clinic and how A group, a panel of medical and scientific experts announced their top 10 medical innovations list that would transform healthcare. And this was a few years back, but what I think you point out in this article is that the number one game changer expected to transform healthcare, which it is today, is the discussion about the importance of the gut microbiome as it relates to prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of disease. And as I looked at that, I thought, geez, this is something that I knew about from the teachings of Dr. Bernard Jensen, who is a chiropractor, author, more than 15 years ago. And they said, you know, when he was saying, look, you need to look to the gut for health because it's where death begins. And they said, oh, you're a quack. You don't understand stuff. Go away. And now all this, his teaching and others are coming to fruition at Cleveland Clinic and Mayo. It's a big revelation going on.
You're right, Dr. Bob, and it's nice that the microbiome's getting some credibility and some attention, but natural health practitioners and functional medicine docs and naturopaths have known this for a long time. We just need to get it out to the functional medicine, to the general public, and traditional doctors have to learn that the microbiome is the foundation of health, and people need to learn how to create and maintain a healthy microbiome.
All right, let's get right to that. Many people are learning about the connection between the word microbiome and the necessity and the value of taking probiotic supplements, but they're bombarded with literally millions of suggestions as to which one is better. You know, my Johnson's bigger than your Johnson, and I got more CFUs and all of this. They get confused, so I want you to try to bring some sense to that conversation so that our audience can know where to best begin.
Sure. Well, for many, many years, people have intuitively known that probiotic bacteria called health benefits, but nobody really understood the mechanism of action. And now we're starting to unravel that mystery, and we find the primary job of your probiotic bacteria is to convert compounds in the food you eat into smaller compounds that we call postbiotic metabolites. And we're learning that it's these postbiotic metabolites that are master health regulators, not just for the intestinal tract, but they get absorbed into your system and they help regulate every single organ system, especially the brain and your immune system. So it's not so much the bacteria, but the compounds that bacteria create, these postbiotic metabolites that are master health regulators for the whole body. And they're created by a fermentation process in the gut. And Dr. O'Hara created an external fermentation process that allows the bacteria to create these postbiotic metabolites. And so you and I have talked about Dr. O'Hara's many times. Every single dose contains over 500 of these health-regulating postbiotic metabolites.
Mm-hmm. I want people to know, because they're going to be coming in and out of this conversation, where they can learn more about or obtain Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. They are available at all natural grocers stores nationwide. And if you don't have one in your neighborhood, you can go to their website at naturalgrocers.com, naturalgrocers.com. Also available at Vitamin Cottage, Sprouts, Farmers Markets, Vitamin Shops, Whole Foods, and all other natural healthcare and natural food retailers that are worth their salt will be carrying Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. You can also follow them on Facebook, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic on Facebook. They have a terrific website that's filled with information and knowledge there that I access at essentialformulas.com. Essentialformulas.com is that website to look for. Now, you also, in your article, talk about dysbiosis and why it is also linked to so many different diseases. People don't know what dysbiosis is. They never hear of it in their lifetime. Can you give us an explanation of what that is and why it's important?
Sure, Dr. Bob. Dysbiosis is kind of an umbrella term that refers to the symptoms that people have where they have an imbalance between the good and bacteria in their GI tract. And there's gas and bloating and diarrhea and constipation and pain and discomfort. And dysbiosis due to the bacterial imbalance causes inflammation in the gut, and that creates leaky gut or intestinal permeability, which is going to cause body-wide inflammation. Low doses of some of the toxins that leak into your system when you have leaky gut cause inflammation all over your body. And chronic inflammation is the foundation of disease. So this is the link between bacterial imbalance or dysbiosis and accelerated biological aging. You get leaky gut or intestinal permeability due to the bacterial imbalance and the inflammation.
Mm-hmm. Now, some people might be hearing this and saying to themselves, oh, yeah, I know what that is. My doctor treats that with Pepto-Bismol and Tums.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. It happens, which is really nutritional literacy, which is rampant in the medical sick care system. Now, I know that there are a lot of conscientious doctors listening to this radio show who are trying to get outside the box and learn about these things. And I want to encourage them and anyone listening to get their hands on a copy of this article, because the style of this article and the beauty and the finesse that Dr. Pelton writes in, it's for everyone. It's for PhDs all the way down to the general public who doesn't really have any formal education. You will be able to understand all of what he's saying. Dr. Pelton, how can people get a hold of this brilliant article in Perspectives that you authored entitled The Microbiome Theory of Aging?
Sure, Dr. Bob. Thanks. People can go to my website, naturalpharmacist.net, and just click on the blog link, and I've got the link to that article on my blog. And they can also go to essentialformulas.com.
Yeah, you really can't blame doctors for having the inability to diagnose and correct what you were talking about with leaky gut syndrome, because there's pretty much zero education about that in a medical curriculum. They really have to believe that there was some shortcomings, just like we all do eventually, hopefully, and then try to seek out postgraduate education. It's where it's at. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Some nutrients can be very difficult to absorb, which means they may not deliver optimal benefits. The Gamasorb delivery system, exclusively available from Terry Naturally, changes that. Gamasorb is a plant-based material that binds to nutrients and makes them more bioavailable and absorbable for increased effectiveness. Gamasorb has been shown to increase the absorption of certain fat-soluble dietary ingredients, in some cases by as much as 8 times. When you see the Gamasorb symbol, it means you're getting a supplement with a unique delivery system that is the key to amazing absorption. Gamasorb is paired with premium ingredients, including CoQ10, propolis, and berberine in exclusive Terry Naturally formulas. Try them today. Find the Gamasorb delivery system and Terry Naturally products at your local health food store or terrynaturallyvitamins.com.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product.
Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. therootbrands.com/product. Rejoin Music reminds me of Dr. Ross Pelton, an unstoppable teacher who is on a quest to help sick people get well naturally and well people to stay that way by his teachings that are extensive. And we're on the topic of a very important one right now in an article that he wrote entitled The Microbiome Theory of Aging. And it's a great read. You should read it yourself and pass it on to your doctor. I want to also remind you, coming up on the program today, we're going to be talking about this tragic murder of a 9-year-old boy by his sister, aged 12, that has gripped the nation and left people asking the question, what turns a seemingly ordinary child into a killer? Well, Dr. Stuart Fisher, a New York-based emergency medicine doctor, has something to say about that when we're talking about the possibility that these ADHD drugs, these ADHD medications may be a literal kill button in young people, the wrong people getting it, and causing them to become just absolutely out of control and create these evil acts. We're going to be talking about that later on the show, so don't go anywhere. All right, back to the conversation with Dr. Ross Pelton on the microbiome theory of aging. Dr. Felton, we have discussed in the past on other interviews what class of drugs, you're a pharmacist, you obviously know about these things, what class of drugs can damage the gut microbiome and cause so many of these other problems?
Yes, Dr. Bob, there's a whole range of what I call microbiome-disrupting drugs. Your antacids and proton pump inhibitors and the H2 blockers, all of these medications that suppress acid secretion are really upsetting your microbiome and setting you up for dysbiosis and this bacterial overgrowth. Of course, antibiotics is a big cause of it.
Mm.
Many people don't realize that oral contraceptives will cause changes in the microbiome and make women more susceptible to developing dysbiosis and bacterial imbalance. So there's a whole list of them I've gotten recorded in some articles I've written. I'll give you some links that you can post in the show notes for your listeners. One is called Postbiotic Metabolites, the New Frontier in Microbiome Science. And I'll also send people the link for a free copy of the booklet I wrote called Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Postbiotic Metabolites, so everybody can get a free copy of that booklet.
Excellent. Folks, you can go to naturalpharmacist.net for more information, naturalpharmacist.net, or go to their website, the distributors of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, at essentialformulas.com, essentialformulas.com. And, of course, we're talking about Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at natural grocer stores nationwide, Vitamin Cottage, Sprouts, Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine retailers across America. All right, so do you think the standard American diet, the SAD diet, also has the capability of disrupting the important microbiome within the gut?
It's one of the biggest causes, Dr. Bob. People that rely on processed foods and junk foods and high-sugar foods, it is one of the foundational problems of causing gut dysbiosis. People are not eating enough plant-based products, types of diets, getting fruits and vegetables so they get high fiber foods.
Are you listening to that, you keto lovers and you paleo lovers out there that are just on nothing but fat? No, you can't make the microbiome healthy with all of that. I just, you know, as you listed off the various drugs, antacid drugs, antibiotics, birth control pills, and probably hundreds of others can disrupt the microbiome. I wonder how many pharmacists and doctors, in full disclosure, before they start prescribing these things, say to their customers or their clients or their patients, now, I want to let you know that taking this drug is going to upset your microbiome, which may cause a cascade of health problems that you never, ever want. You still down for this?
Yeah, it's a big problem. That's why I wrote the book called The Drug-Induced Nutrient Depletion Handbook, which educates physicians and pharmacists about these nutritional depletions and especially the microbiome problems.
There you go, doctors and pharmacists listening. Your opportunity to be taught by the master, Dr. Ross Belton. Get his website in your mind. Access it. Naturalpharmacist.net. And anybody out there who has been touched by any pharmaceuticals, whether they be over-the-counter or prescription, or you're eating the standard American diet or the SAD diet, you know, if I were you, I'd be buying health insurance that's called Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And it is available. You can find it in health food stores. Look for it. What about stress? Does stress play a role in disrupting or rocking the gastrointestinal microbiome?
Yeah, Dr. Bob, that's a really interesting topic. It's the research coming out recently that's identifying how any kind of stress, physical or emotional, the brain sends signals to the gut that almost immediately start to cause intestinal permeability, this leaky gut, and which we've talked about previously. So there's a new understanding of the link between the gut-brain axis and how stress causes the brain to send these stress signals to the gut, which creates intestinal permeability and the whole cascade of health problems.
All right, folks, we've run out of time with Dr. Ross Belton. You've heard the word fermentation, and that's exactly what their claim to fame is with Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. They are available at natural grocers and Vitamin Cottage, Sprouts Farmers Markets, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other natural retailers across America. Their website, the distributors of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, essentialformulas.com, or follow them on Facebook, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. Ross Belton, thank you so very much, sir, for joining us. Take good care. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni Juice. And I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni Juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear,
the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product. Dr. Ross Felton, for joining us for that interesting discussion on the how the microbiome of the gut affects our overall health. Thinking about the microbiome, you know, you have a microbiome in your oral cavity. You do. And if that gets out of balance, it increases your risk of tooth decay, gum disease, periodontal disease. If your current toothpaste, mouthwash or mouth rinse, or the gum that you're using, or the mints you're using, are not rich in xylitol, a delicious and preferred healthy sweetener, the oral bacteria, you have that microbiome in your oral cavity responsible for tooth decay, gingivitis, and periodontal disease, they cannot digest xylitol. That's the preferred sweetener. You don't want every carbohydrate that goes into your oral cavity from your food and drink is food for the germs, the bugs, the wrong kind that digest and absorb and assimilate, and then they excrete their acids in the form of Streptococcus mutans into your mouth, and that's what causes all the damage. When you're using the dental defense system called Spry, S-P-R-Y, which is rich in xylitol, and if you have a toothpaste or mouthwash, it's not rich in xylitol, spelled X-Y-L-I-T-O-L. Look for it on the label. Get rid of it, stop using it, and switch over to the Spry toothpaste and mouth rinse so that you have that opportunity to have the cleanest, healthiest, correct microbiome in your mouth, so that that biofilm of microbial surface cells that lock everything in is disrupted, and you are on your way to a healthy oral cavity with Spry toothpaste, Spry mouth rinse, and all the other products they offer at Clear Corporation. Their website, XLEAR.com, clear.com. You're looking for Spry, S-P-R-Y products. You can also find them at Rite Aid, CVS, Target, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and Natural Grocers nationwide. But for more information beyond this conversation on whether it is Spry toothpaste or mouth rinse or Clear nasal sprays, we talked about them a lot over the year with all the germs in the air and everybody getting sick with colds and flus and everything else, the Clear nasal sprays, including their Max nasal spray for allergies, and their Clear rescue nasal spray for all things microbial in your nose. That's how most people get sick. You can learn more about all of these on their website at clearxlear.com, or look for health food stores and grocery stores and drugstores that sell the Clear nasal sprays and the Spry, S-P-R-Y, toothpaste and mouth rinses. All right. Coming up next hour, some fascinating topics plus a special guest. Don't go anywhere. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, "I'm not seeing as well as I used to," or "I think I need stronger glasses." If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.